Today is Saturday, the 24th of December 2022, and we are gathered here for the 62nd session on mindfulness for beginners. And on behalf of all of us, I would like to welcome with much respect Venerable Bhante Homaguna Brahmaputra Thero to today's session, representing Nisarana 1AFA Monastery. And I would also like to welcome all those of you who are in this session through Zoom and also through the Facebook live stream of the Satipatthana Foundation. Our agenda will span as, firstly, there will be a in-session mindfulness practice guided by Bhante, and then there will be the question and answer session where we provide reflection reports for Bhante's insight. And then we would move on to the talk on mindfulness after a brief introduction on beginner's commencement process for mindfulness practice. And also please find that this is a video on Zoom program played in mindfulness training, so you can turn your videos on as you wish. So I would like to hand over and invite Venerable Bhante to commence with the in-session mindfulness practice and proceed with the session alignment today. Over to Bhante, much thanks.
Hello everybody. So today I thought we can start with a sitting session. We will take about 10 to 15 minutes trying to do a mindful sitting session. For this, you have to adjust your seat, make sure that you are comfortable. Once you have that comfort, you can close your eyes and pay attention, be aware. You are seated comfortably. You have your eyes closed gently and you are aware. Notice what you feel when you pay attention like this. Initially, you may notice surrounding sounds. Various sounds come and go. Nature sounds, various people working, talking, vehicle noises. These sounds come and go. If you bring your attention towards your body, you may feel bodily sensations as well. Maybe you feel your breath, natural breath, going in and out. Some of you might feel breath touching at your nostrils. Some of you might feel it as a movement of your stomach or chest. Simply notice how you feel this breathing process. Breath goes in, comes out after a while. Again, it goes in, comes out. Time to time, thoughts, past memories may appear. But you can simply allow them to pass while being aware that you are seated, while being aware that you are breathing. Some of you might feel pain or aches inside your body. Some of you might feel sleepy. Allow this thing to arise and pass naturally while being aware that you are seated while being aware that you are breathing. Again and again, sounds appear. Again and again, thoughts, memories appear. Again and again, you feel bodily sensations. Allow these things to come and go naturally while being aware that you are seated or while being aware that you are breathing. As a group, let's try to be mindful like this for a few more minutes. Okay, now you can open your eyes again. So that's about 15 minutes of mindful sitting. This is just to give you an idea, so you can practice this on your own. Now, Amanda, with that, you can take over.
Thank you so much, and much for that in-session practice. Next, we have the Q&A or question and answer session starting up.
Amanda, I'm having a trouble hearing you. Not sure whether it's my side.
Yes, sir.
Arosha, can you hear?
I think we all, Namantha, your microphone is a bit far from your mouth or something. I think that's why it's a bit faint. Namantha, can you hear us?
Yes. You said better?
Much better. Much better. Yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that, Bhante. Thank you so much. Thank you, Arush. Okay. So the next session item we have is for the question and answer session, where we present reports to Bhante and even present verbal questions if we have any. So I would like to invite Arusha to commence with the Q&A session for today. Thank you, Arusha.
Thank you, Namantha. We have two practice reports for today, Bhante. So I'll start reading the first one. Sitting meditation. Primary object, watching breath. Initially watched in and out breaths for more prominent on right, with shorter in and longer out breaths with gap in between. Then breath broke up. Breath seemed to be hardly noticeable, but then more apparent, but appearing almost happening away from face at the level of chest. Body swaying forward and back, increasing in rate. Aware of mind watching this action and the thought knowing it would pass. Mind remembering importance of keeping awareness on breath instead of on the rocking sensation. Was able to do this for some time and the speed of rocking increased. Then mindfulness broken with a different thought, which was distracting, and swaying stopped abruptly. Meditated 1 hour. Walking meditation. Watching sensations on feet. Initially walked, watching right and left feet, and then lifting, moving, placing. Noted the arising and passing of each three movements and the intention before the movement. The hardness, uneven surface, temperature differences in foot and floor, non-touching areas of feet noted. The speed changing spontaneously. Occasional sounds, aches, thoughts were not distracting. Walked 1 hour. Daily mindfulness. Noted the change in behavior in daily activities. Now aware to try to concentrate on what is being done. For example, not listening to Dhamma talks whilst doing housework. Trying to be aware of which object the mind goes to, body, feeling or thoughts, past, present or future, etc. Noticing some increase in patience, slightly more flexible in attitudes. With much gratitude to Bhante and to the organizers, wishing everyone progress on the path and a happy and peaceful 2023. That's the end of the report, Bhante.
Okay, so when we pay attention to the present moment, when we pay attention that we are walking, when we pay attention that we are sitting, we start to see the real picture. Right, usually we think our perception is real, but when we pay attention, you can see how it is changing. Sometimes you feel your breath, sometimes it disappears. It's not the breathing that disappears, it's the perception of the breath that is disappearing. Sometimes you feel the breath inside your body. Sometimes you feel it outside. So it's like seeing through this illusion of perfection, perception. So that's the idea. More and more you pay attention, more and more you see different facets of it, right? So that's the idea of being attentive, paying attention to the present moment. You can see how it is changing. You can see how unreliable it is. Otherwise, we think, we decide based on these things, right? We decide, we do things, we think based on perception. And we think it is real. But when we pay attention, when we become aware, we can really see the illusion and how rapidly it is changing, how unreliable it is. More you see this, your mind will not get moved by it so much. If you don't see it, then you think everything is real. That's how you react so swiftly to things. But when we see this real nature, when we see this changing nature, then we won't be reacting so swiftly. Instead, our mind knows that this could be faulty. This could be wrong. So that's the idea of watching, paying attention. You don't have to do much. You just simply pay attention. As soon as you pay attention, you start to see the magic. You start to see the changing nature. You start to see the illusion of your perception. So more and more you observe, more and more you pay attention, then your mind realizes that this is not true. This is an illusion. This is changing. So that realization is important. So that's why we say it's not enough to just meditate once or twice. Instead, you have to continue with it. You have to keep practicing every day, at least spend some time. At least 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 1 hour. Spend on sitting and walking meditation. Just continue with it. Do it for a few weeks, few months. Then you get to see the reality. Then you get to see the illusion of this perception and how rapidly, how fast it is changing. So it's valuable that we see this. It's valuable that we experience this. And even day-to-day activities, if you pay attention, you can observe the same. You feel that you want to pay attention to something, right? You want to do certain tasks while paying attention. So it is natural that our mind is wandering away again and again. But you can bring your attention back to the task at hand and try to do it more attentively. Try to do it more attentively. Sometimes there would be occasions that you have to do a few things together. While driving, for example, you are driving a car while probably talking to family members. You do so many things at once, right? So that's fine. Those occasions we have to face, we have to accept. So those occasions, you can just simply allow the process to happen and try to be with it. Now, while driving, let's say how many things you have to pay attention, right? So many things you are paying attention while doing it. And probably you are talking to your family members and the radio is also playing in the background, right? So many things are there, but still you can manage. So those occasions, just allow them to happen. Allow them to happen and see how can you be aware about the situation, right? It's changing. Your awareness is changing. You are paying attention to the road. You are paying attention to your family member who is talking. You are paying attention to the mirror. You are paying attention to the steering wheel. Everything is there, right? But those things we can do. It's not like you are doing a single task all the time. Sometimes multitasking is there. Sometimes you have to manage these type of situations. It's okay. It's fine. Just try to continue with it. Try to continue with it. More and more you practice, more and more confidence you will build, right? And it's the valuable task that you have to do. That's the attention you have to do. It's not like, listening to a Dhamma talk, right? You can have a separate time for that. But listening to the message of your mind or paying attention to your mind, that's the most important one, right? So that's why we say it is important that you practice. Practice is important. And we say at least try to cover 5,000 hours, right, of formal meditation. When we say 5,000 hours, it sounds like a large number, right? It sounds like impossible. But you can simply try every day, try to spend probably 1 hour, 2 hours, then continue for a while. When you continue for a few months, few years, then you realize it's not that big of a number. You can somehow, little by little, cover it, right? So that's the idea. That's the idea. A few hours you spend for formal meditation, depending on your schedule, and try to keep at it. When you continue for some time, when you continue for some few weeks, few months, few years, then you realize it's not that difficult. You can simply practice. Not only the hours, it's important that you know the correct practice. That is also important. Otherwise, you'll just cover the number of hours, but you won't attain anything. That's because your practice is inaccurate. You don't know what you are doing, right? So that's why it's important that we share our own experience as well. When we share our experience, we can discuss and we get a better idea whether we are doing it accurately or not. With that, you practice again. Again, after a few weeks, you share your experience. Again, you practice. When you continue like that, you can simply cover so many number of hours within few months, few years. So that's a good target. When we say 5,000 hours, it's a good target. Simply little by little, you can cover. Right? When you do it for few months, few years, you realize it's not that big of a number. Okay? Right. So that's the idea. Good report. Continue with it.
Thank you, Panthe. The second report begins, mindful sitting, sat on the cushion and became aware of the sitting posture. When breath appeared, it was felt around the nostrils as colder in-breath and warmer out-breath. Mind was settling into the rhythm of the breath. Thoughts emerged and passed away, but the mind wasn't interested in these. Breath felt subtle after a while, and the heartbeat was noted much more prominently. Soon noted, the body started to swing side to side, and sometimes forward and backwards too. Then, spontaneously, the body swayed in an ellipse shape, and there was an urge to open eyes to check what was actually happening. However, didn't open the eyes. Heartbeat had become a bit subtle, but the swinging movements of the body continued. Attention had moved to pain in left leg. Middle point of the pain intensified, then broke up and scattered. Continued to watch the movements of pain at other local points, which also intensified, broke up and scattered. Something similar to static electricity was arising and breaking up around a wider area of pain now. Became aware of swinging of the body again. Sat for 1 hour. Mindful walking. Walked on the pavement with shoes on. Movement of feet noted well. Observe the upper body slanting backwards to keep the balance while going down the steep hill. As it was raining, and because there were wet leaves on the pavement, the instruction to pay attention and to walk carefully came up a few times in the mind. After a while, thoughts about past events arose, but the mind returned to the awareness of walking. Attention was on looking for a pause in moving traffic when crossing the road, and once safely on the other side, the awareness had returned to movements of feet. Walked for half an hour. Mindfulness during the day. After a busy week at work last week, Thursday became a day off due to a couple of last-minute cancellations. Noted how quickly the mind brought up a list of things to do, but the observer part of the mind helped to see the pointlessness of filling every hour with more things to do. Having experienced a calmer day with few duties, the attention had become sharper. This was noted with the Dhamma talk I listened to in the afternoon. Usually, some of the attention is on the worldly things that needs to be done afterwards. But as the mind felt spacious and also had more energy, the attention was fully on listening to the talk and contemplating on it. This is an interesting experience, which pointed to the importance of having few duties and less obligations whenever possible. Dear Bhante, look forward to your valuable feedback and much merit to Bhante and the organizers. End of report.
Okay, so now when I hear your sitting practice, it is good that you keep observing the breath, right? Various things appear. Usually our mind goes after these things, right? It's natural that our attention goes outward when something happens. That is how we are trained. We go after it, right? But while practicing awareness, while being mindful, we bring our attention to inside. So while your body is swinging, you notice the breath, right? And you see the difference in it according to the swinging body. Then while there is pain inside your body, you notice the breath. You notice how the breath has changed according to the pain. While thoughts are there, you notice the breath. You see how breath is rapidly going in and out according to the thoughts. While being angry, you notice the breath. Then you see the reaction to anger inside your breath. While being sad, you notice the change in the breath. That way, we keep bringing our attention to inside. So that's a good way of practice, because our mind is usually going outside. Outside events, outside people, outside situations, those things grab our attention. That is how we are trained. But the practitioner always bring their attention to the inside. While being angry, what is the changing nature of the breath? While being sad, what is the nature of the breath? While the body is swinging, what is the nature of the breath? While feeling pain inside your body, what is the nature of the breath? That way we keep observing. I'm not suggesting that you can keep your attention with the breath all the time. Sometimes the pain becomes more and more prominent. And after a while, it becomes the primary object, more like it becomes the primary object. And you can't keep your attention with the breath. Then it's fine, of course. But most of the time, we are able to observe our breath while these things are happening in the surrounding. So that's the idea. That's the idea. Keep practicing like that. Even your day-to-day life, when somebody is blaming you, pay attention to insight. Notice how your body is reacting to it, how your breath is reacting to it. While being angry at somebody, try to see what is the changes in your breath, what is the changes in your body. Probably you can feel that your body is heating up. You can feel the heartbeat rising. Then while being sad, try to notice what are the changes inside your body. What are the changes inside the breath? Probably you might feel some kind of a difficulty in your head or probably in the stomach. So those are reactions inside our body. Those are reactions in the breath. So that's a good way to keep practicing. That is a good way of being mindful, right? And you can gradually continue the same practice towards your day-to-day life. You can see how so you have so many things to do. Every day you have so many things to do. Let's say suddenly you get a leave. Still, you plan to do various things. Suddenly you get a holiday. Still, you plan to do various things. In a way, it's difficult for us to not do anything. In a way, it's difficult for us to just be. You always want to do something. Just try to just be for a while. Go to your garden, sit somewhere, and try to just be. It is really difficult. It is really difficult. Always you get to get these ideas to do things. Right? So that's how our mind is. That's how our mind is trained. So we have to continue practicing again and again. Try to simply just be. Every day at least have some time not to meditate, just to be, right? At least 1 hour, just sit somewhere, just allow these thoughts to come and go. Just being aware. You can have your eyes open, you can have your eyes closed, whatever the way you prefer, still just try to see. And when you just be, you get 101 things to do, right? Various ideas, forgotten tasks will come into your mind. So again and again, we should reserve some time daily, not only on holidays, but daily, just to be for a while. That is the idea of meditation. You don't have to do anything. Just simply being aware, simply just being. And when you try it, you realize it's not that easy. It's a difficult task. And little by little, we can train. Little by little, we can see how we can appreciate these qualities in our mind. So that's the idea of the practice. And if you don't have any time for yourself, if you don't have any time just to be, then you are a slave. You can see you are a slave probably to your work, probably to your family members, probably to your goals, future plans. So at least have 1 hour just for yourself, not to do anything, but simply to be, just sit and relax or just walk and relax. So that's the idea. When you do that, you realize your mind calms down and you gather your thoughts. And afterwards, you know what to do. Then you go do various things. You know what to do. You know how to react. You know how to respond. Those things come naturally. That's why they say, even when you have a problem, when you have an argument, don't try to resolve it right away. Instead, just go for a walk. Just go for a walk. Probably you will leave home and just go for a walk. Just 30, 40 minutes just walking and returning back to the place. When you do that, you realize you have gathered your thoughts. Now you can respond much better. Usually we tend to resolve it right away. Usually we want to resolve it on the spot. But that's not the correct way. You have to allow your mind to recover for a while. Recover from these emotional states and just, you know, gather your thoughts. For that, probably you have to walk for a while, or probably you have to go for a snack or something, right? Probably you have to go for a break. So that's the idea. That's just being without trying to do anything, just being aware, just relax for a while. So when you have these tactics in your life, then of course you can face difficult situations. I'm not suggesting that you should have less and less things to do. We do things, probably we do things more than the usual people, but still we do them with a prepared mind, with a gathered, composed mind. That's how we are going to function in this world. So if you think that if you stop doing these things, if you have less and less things to do, then you will be peaceful. That's a wrong view, right? Just try to go for a forest and see for some time. Just leave all the things behind and just go for a retreat. Some people within a day or two, they go crazy. They want to go home. They want to return back to their usual lives. That's not how we are going to leave things behind. That's not the way. Instead, you do things. You can own things. You can do various tasks, but with a composed mind. You can own things without allowing them to own you. So that way, we gradually train ourselves. It's not a few weeks task. Instead, you just continue for a while, continue a few months, few years, then gradually you become better and better. And you realize probably you are doing more than the usual people, but still you have this peace, calmness inside your mind. So that's the idea of the training. Continue. And when you continue, you will experience these things for yourself.
Thank you very much, Bhante. So there's now an opportunity for anyone who has questions to ask by raising their Zoom hand, and I can invite you to ask your question. And while I'm waiting for anyone to do that, let me just take this opportunity to say again, express our gratitude to Venerable Dhammakusala Thero for his guidance and advice on today's practice reports, and also to the participants who write and share their reports with us, because hearing those experiences and hearing Bhante's guidance on them is immensely beneficial to all of us, because we all experience different aspects of that same practice, and therefore the guidance is something that we can build into our own lives and our own practice. And also some very interesting and useful goals to aim for, 5,000 hours of meditation, as well as understanding the benefits of the practice and what we can get from that. So that's my reflection on hearing the practice reports and Bhante's advice today. I don't see any hands being raised, which suggests there are no questions for today. So I will hand back to Namanta to carry on with today's program. Thank you very much, Bhante, and thank you, Namanta. Over to you.
Good. I think one person has raised a hand.
There is a question. So Hiranti, please go ahead and ask your question.
Thank you, Bhante. Thank you to everybody. Under the hindrances, Bhante, hindrances, the first one is the sense desire. I'm a bit unclear as to what actually mean by sense desire. Especially when we eat, and how do we refrain and how do we manage our food, really? Did I make?
Yes. Now, if you want to understand the sense pleasure or the desire that we have in our mind, try to be present. Try to observe your breath. When you observe your breath, you can see how rapidly your mind is running after things, right? So when it goes after various things, that's a sign how far you desire sense pleasure. How much you desire sense pleasure, that's a sign. If you can be present, if you can observe your breath, if you can be aware that you're walking, then at that moment, you are not desiring sense pleasure, right? So it's important that when you observe your breath, that will indicate how much sense pleasure that you desire. When you try to walk and observe your feet, that will indicate how much sense pleasure that you desire. When you try to pay attention to your daily task, the menial task, then that will indicate how much you desire, right? So that's a good indicator, right? That's why we practice this way. That's why we keep observing. We keep paying attention to the present moment. Even having meals, you can simply be aware that you are having a meal. That is the requirement, right? You don't have to get rid of sense pleasure. You can taste the food. That's fine. You can simply pay attention how the process is happening. Now, so many things are happening at once. It's not simply eating. You are grinding your food, you are tasting your food, you are mixing your food, you are putting it in your mouth. So various things are happening. You feel the smell. So that's the process. We just simply try to be with it, try to pay attention. And when you pay attention, it's natural that you feel the taste much better. That's fine. It's natural that you feel the process. You feel the smell of the food. That's fine. Just keep observing. That is the way to understand the sense pleasure. Otherwise, if you just go after seeking sense pleasure, you will not find it. Because you are seeking it with the same mind. That is the issue. Right? Somebody was saying that I was walking and I could feel my footsteps. And I thought to myself that these footsteps are like thoughts that appear in my mind. So these footsteps appear and after a while they disappear. So similarly, my thoughts are appearing, after a while they are disappearing. So this person was saying, then I asked him, now this idea, how did it come to your mind? So that too was a thought, right? That too was a thought. So he was thinking about thoughts. And that very thought is supporting this thought process, the entire thing, right? The story. But he's caught because he's thinking. Again and again, this is how our mind is deceiving us. Right, we think that we should get rid of the sense pleasure, desire. And then you just go after it. But you are going after it with the same mind, desiring mind. That's the issue. So you can't get rid of desire with desire. Right, if you go after something, that is the desire talking. If you want to do something, that is the desire talking. Right? So simply be aware of what is happening. Simply pay attention. And when you pay attention, naturally you start to realize how much your mind is craving for desire. How much sense pleasure your mind is seeking. That very observation will come as a byproduct of being present, paying attention to the task at hand. Did I make it clear to you?
Bhante, but let's say I'm doing walking meditation and all of a sudden something came to my mind, oh, I must eat that apple. Is that a desire? And if I observe that, will that be okay? If I note it?
No, if you try to do something, then that's the desire. So just allow that thoughts to come and go while you being aware, without getting lost in them, without chasing them, without going after them. Just, you know, just be aware that these things are coming and going while I walk. That very awareness is enough. You don't have to do anything else regarding it.
So is that the way we combat sense desire under the hindrances? Any desire which comes during meditation or during your daily life, by being aware, then you just fulfill what is necessary. Is that right? Is that?
Yeah, you just need more hours of practice. That's where all these questions come from. Just start with your formal practice, do walking and sitting, and gradually you can understand how to practice in your day-to-day life.
Normally, Bhante, what happens is when I am walking, when I am just sitting meditation, these things come, oh, I must get that pair of shoes. I must get that, I must eat an apple. Things like that comes to me. So if I just become aware of that thought and let it pass, will be sufficient, and that is the way to continue, correct?
Yeah, just notice that you are walking again and again while these thoughts come and go. Notice your feet. Notice that you are sitting again and again while these thoughts are passing. That very practice is what we are doing.
Thank you, Bhante.
Thank you very much for that question, and thank you to Bhante for the guidance. I didn't see any other hands raised, so I'll hand back to Namantha.
Oh, great. Thank you, Arusha, and thank you for conducting the Q&A session, and much merit, and thank you to Bhante too. Next, we have the presentation for beginners to get started on mindfulness practice. I would share the screen to go through the guide. Okay, so you can see there are five points listed, and the first point is about the two videos where you can go through the video on mindful walking and the video on mindful sitting to gain a basic but still insightful idea of what to do in each practice. And point number two covers the practice related time allocation on each day. So we usually recommend up to 1 hour of mindful walking and another 1 hour of mindful sitting practice. But since if you are a beginner, you can start with even 10 to 15 minutes of mindful sitting. 10 to 15 minutes of mindful walking, and then proceed to 10 to 15 minutes of mindful sitting practice as a initiation point or as a start. This will give you some boost to increase the time period. The higher the time period, of course, the results are better typically. So please keep an eye on what you can achieve each day and try to, you can increase the time or decrease the time depending on what kind of day or how busy your day is. Third point would be to write what you experience, because sometimes writing is as important or could be even more important than the practice itself, because it is in the writing that you get to focus and look at what you have done in a different light. So it gives you more information about what you have achieved. So you can write about your mindful walking practice. You can describe the primary object, any hindrances from sounds or noise from the surrounding environment, or whether you were able to keep focus on the primary object for a certain number of steps through the process at times, at a time. Like you can keep a continuous focus on your feet for 30 steps. If you can do that sort of a qualitative measurement on your practice, that is wonderful. You can mention those things. And for mindful sitting practice, you can describe what was your primary object of focus, whether it was a breath or any bodily movements like the abdomen rising or falling. And then you can write any disturbances and also write about any proof that you felt was the observation where mindfulness reverted back to the primary object, which would have been the breath or bodily movements or sensations. So when you keep doing this, most times any other questions get answered through the practice itself. So you get more clarity, and when you continue this practice, whatever that Bhante says will add more meaning, will add more depth to you when you keep on practicing this way. That is the reason for us indicating this as the guideline or the base for any person. So number four is about how to submit or send reports to us. You can send through the Google form. This link is there in the chat section. I have put it in there. Then the next would be the email, beginnersenvy@gmail.com. You can use either of them and send us a report. So the fifth will be the recordings on previous sessions, which you can go through leisurely to gain more insight. The reason we highlight this is because mindfulness practice is based on, has this as the primary core on our practice. So it is when you keep doing this that your mindfulness during daily activities gets enhanced and more of a higher quality of nature. So we always recommend this as a basic guideline. I trust that would have been a good refresher to expert practitioners in this forum as well. So with that being finished, now it is time for us to move on to the talk on mindfulness from Venerable Bhante. So I would like to invite with much respect for Bhante to provide us the benefit of hearing through Bhante's talk on mindfulness. Over to Bhante, much merits.
Thanks, Ramanta. So we will take some time to discuss a little bit more about the practice. Now, in our life, we seek various things, right? We want to achieve various things. Sometimes we have certain goals, targets. Some could be financial, material goals. Some could be some other goals in your life, right? So you are having these targets, you are having these goals, right? You pray that these things come through. You go after them again and again, day and night, you work towards them, right? So that's how you spend your time. That's how you try in this life. Then sometimes you seek for various outside people. You know, you want to have certain relationships with your family or probably some other person. So that part is also there. We seek material things as well as we seek social connections with outside. So these things, we work towards them. We spend more and more hours trying to achieve these things, right? But when we trying to achieve, when we try more and more with time, you realize that there is this difficulty arising. Sometimes you feel that you suffer due to these targets, goals. Sometimes you feel that you suffer due to these social connections, especially when it comes to people, when it comes to, you know, relationships with them. That's a great source of suffering. Of course, it is pleasurable during certain periods, but of course, it creates great levels of suffering during certain periods. probably for some of you, the material things might be easier to handle. But when it comes to connections with other people, relationships, it's much more difficult. So in a way, why are we seeking after these things? Why are we praying for these things? Again and again, we seek, again and again, we pray, trying to achieve them, trying to get them in our lives. So there is this interesting quote from Rumi about this. He's saying that I prayed for a miracle and I realized that I am the miracle. I prayed for a soulmate and I realized I am the soulmate. So he is giving this very nice idea in his poetic language. If you seek after outside things, if you seek after various people, that's a sign that you are hating yourself. More you hate yourself, more seeking you will do. If you don't hate yourself, then you don't have to seek so much. And naturally, whatever the things that you deserve will come to you. Naturally, you will build whatever the relationships that you ought to build. So it's a good indicator of the peace that we have in our mind. If we hate ourselves, of course, we go trying to achieve various material goals, trying to get various people in our lives, trying to build relationships with them. More you hate yourself, more and more motivation you will get to achieve these outside goals, outside connections. But with practice, if you realize that you are not hating yourself, with practice, if you can develop that attitude, of course, then you realize that you are the miracle that you have prayed for. You are the soulmate that you have been looking. That very realization, you can gradually develop with time. You can gradually develop with practice. So that's why we say, try and pay attention to the present moment. Try and pay attention to your breath while sitting. Try to observe few breath cycles. Try and pay attention to the walking. Try to observe few steps. Try and pay attention to your daily activities and try to observe that you are doing this activity. When you try it, that's an indicator how much hatred you have towards yourself. How much hatred you have towards yourself is an indicator. While practicing, you can really see. If you can't stay present, if you struggle to stay present, that's an indicator that you have a lot of hatred towards yourself, towards oneself. More and more you accept the present moment, more and more peace that you have towards yourself, more and more love you have towards yourself. So that's an indicator. Probably when you start practicing, it is not indicating something good. It is giving you warning signs. But with time, gradually, with repetitive training, you can increase this capacity. You can increase this quality of mind. The quality to be peace, be at peace with yourself. The quality to love yourself. Little by little, you can grow this quality. That is why we say, just every moment that you go after outside things, every moment that you think thoughts, every moment that you remember various plans, memories, every moment you observe various other people, just bring your attention to the inside. Just keep observing your breath. Just keep observing the reactions inside your body to these outside situations. That training you are doing again and again. Again and again, probably during a single sitting session, you might do this hundreds of times. Probably during a walking session, you might do this hundreds of times. Probably if you try to brush mindfully during that time, you might have to do this probably like 100 times. Again and again, instead of going towards outside things, we bring our attention to the body. We bring our attention to inside. In a way, when you do this again and again, you are reprogramming your mind. You are reprogramming your mind to be present. You are reprogramming your mind to accept the present moment. That very programming is very much healthy for you. So that's why we advise all the people who are meditating to bring their attention to the body, to bring their attention to the present moment. When you do that, you are reprogramming your mind. Again and again, you get lustful thoughts. But again and again, you bring your attention to the present moment. When I say present moment, it could be your breath, it could be your body, it could be simply the awareness that you are thinking thoughts. That is the present moment. So again and again, instead of going after these thoughts, instead of thinking mind, you just bring your attention to the present moment. Again, it goes away. Your favorite food comes to your mind. Again, you bring your attention to the present moment. Again, it goes towards something that you have to do. Something that's on your to-do list. Again, you bring your attention to the present moment. Again, it goes to a problem, probably at work. Again, you bring your attention to the breath or the present moment. This way, you are training your mind to be present. Gradually, you are training. It's not a few weeks task. Instead, we do this for months, for years. We do this. We train our mind to be present. And when you do that, you realize your mind is gradually accepting the present moment. This reprogramming works. We are reprogramming the mind to gradually accept the present moment. Little by little, we do that. And when we do that, you realize that your mind is becoming naturally present. That's the important thing. It naturally accepts the present moment. With time, you come to realize this. Then the practice becomes much simpler, much easier. Because now your mind is naturally present. You just have to appreciate that quality. You just have to be with that process. So the new programming is starting to run. The new programming is becoming more and more powerful. That power will allow you to be in the present moment. That power will allow you to love yourself. So that's why Rumi is saying that I prayed for a miracle, but I realized that I am the miracle. I prayed for a soulmate, but I realized that I am the soulmate. If you have that attitude towards yourself, then of course you deserve whatever the material things that you should have. You deserve whatever the relationships that you should have. That will come as a result, as a byproduct. Not by going after them, not by chasing after them. When you know, when you realize that you are the miracle, when you know, when you realize that you are the soulmate, of course, then you get whatever the material things that you should get, whatever the connections, relationships that you should get. not by chasing after them, but instead being present, loving yourself. Now, if you love yourself, of course, you will love the outside people. If you accept yourself, you will accept outside people. If in your mind, if you feel worthy, you will receive whatever the material things that you should receive. That very quality we are gradually building in our mind, developing in our minds. So that's why we say that it is important that you practice repetitively. Repetitive practice will do this reprogramming. That is why I usually don't answer many of the questions. Instead, I say just bring your attention to the present moment. Instead, I say that this is how that you should be practicing more and more. Instead, I say that you should be spending more and more hours walking and sitting, trying to understand the correct practice. Because answering questions is the thinking mind. You won't have peace due to the thinking mind. You won't have peace due to this hating mind. Instead, you will have peace if you accept the present moment. Instead, you will have peace if you love yourself. That very quality you can't achieve just by thinking. That very quality you can't achieve by just by going after various things. Instead, you naturally train your mind just to be present. Little by little, just start today. Try to observe your breaths. So that's the first step. Just walk while knowing that you are keeping your steps. That's the first step. Start today. Continue with your practice. Little by little, when you practice, you realize that you are reprogramming your mind. Instead of thinking thoughts, your mind is naturally accepting the present moment. It is appreciating the present moment more and more. That appreciation will bring you peace. That appreciation will allow you to love yourself. That appreciation will allow you to understand that you are the miracle and you are the soulmate. Not outside things, not outside people. And when you have that acceptance towards yourself, then you deserve whatever the things in the world. That's why they say, you just let go of this droplet of water and you become the owner to the vast sea. We just let go of this droplet of water and you become the owner to the vast sea. Instead, you just let go of the little things that you're holding and you become the owner to the entire world. You and the world becomes one. Or you and the sea becomes one. That's why Rumi is saying that you are the miracle. That's why he's saying that you are the soulmate. That very realization will gradually arise in you if you keep practicing. If you keep practicing. And when I say this, you might not agree. You might think that I have so many things in my life that I have to do. I have so many people in my life that I have to take care of. But can you do these things? Can you take care of other people while hating yourself? When I say hating, it's an indicator. How long can you be present? How many breaths can you observe? How many steps can you keep while being aware? That's an indicator how much you hate yourself. If you can say longer and longer periods, being present. When I say being present, thoughts may come, but you are aware that you are thinking. When I say being present, you are walking, you see various things, but you are aware that you are seeing, that you are thinking. That very awareness, how long can you maintain? That's an indicator how much you hate yourself. If you can be present for longer periods, then that's a sign that you are loving yourself, you are accepting yourself. If your mind starts thinking, if your mind starts complaining, If your mind starts doubting, then that means you are hating yourself. That means you will seek outside things again and again. That means you will seek outside people again and again, just trying to find some kind of a satisfaction, but eventually failing. So try to practice, try to be present, try to reprogram yourself. If you can accept the present moment, then of course you become the miracle. You become the soulmate that you have been looking for. So that's the talk for today. And thank you for listening.
Much merits to Bhante on that insightful talk on mindfulness and on how to practice with the guided practice method so that you get the answers to other questions arising from it. So I would like to thank and pass on merits to Bhante to improve for these merits to improve Bhante's own practice. And also would like to appreciate the fact that Bhante is devoting Bhante's effort and time into these sessions so that we can all benefit from it. Next, I would like to also give a chance to anyone who has a question on the talk itself to raise a Zoom hand, and you can raise that question from Bhante since we have a few minutes. Okay, I think there is no one raising a hand for a question to be raised today. That is fine. I would like to move on to wrap up the session for today. I would like to thank Bhante for his valued time in today's session and wish merits to Bhante. Next, I would also like to mention the Chief Abbot, Most Venerable Bhante Udayiregam Dhammajiva Mahathera, for creating the space for this program. Then I would also like to pass on merits to all the organizers who initiated and who sustained this program as it is, and also those of you who are attending the sessions, so that we can have a justifiable course to continue the program. And we wish that all these merits pass on to you to comprehend and practice this mindfulness procedure so that you gain enormous benefits to yourself. There are proven benefits of being mindful, which I'm sure you are aware of. So I would wish for all of you to continue on participating in sessions, doing the practices, and also in sending reports to be read out and presented to Bhante for insightful advice. With that, I think I can give a few minutes. If you if you have any question on the program or any comment on the program, you can raise a Zoom hand. All right, I think we can wrap up today's session. And once again, I would like to thank Bhante and all of you for participation today. We will have the same session next week, Monday, which is, I believe, 31st of December, the very last day of the year. So we will be continuing this and hope to see you next week and have a good holiday if you are having holidays this end of the month. Thank you. See you next week and have a happy and mindful week ahead. We will see you next week.